This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. Gun sales have been surging across the country amid fears over the coronavirus pandemic. I talked with WKSU's Mark Earhart about what he's been finding in his reporting on gun sales in Northeast Ohio. The impetus for this story actually came from a friend in Columbus. Her son works at a Cabela's there, and the story she passed along to me was that guns, and especially ammo, were flying off the shelves. The story, Mark, that I asked you to follow up on was to check on what's going on in Northeast Ohio. What'd you find?
Yeah, I reached out to more than a dozen gun shops across Northeastern Ohio, and the ones I talked to, they all said the same thing. Guns are flying off the shelves, ammo's flying off the shelves.
Mark, I take it this isn't unique to Ohio.
Yeah, there's reporting from CBS and the New York Times and other media outlets that gun sales are surging coast to coast.
So you made a number of calls to local gun shops. Tell me what you found.
I found that demand was high. Actually, I want to play some tape from Gary Jansen. He owns Jansen Brothers Firearms in Manaway. He called it mayhem, and he said sales have jumped.
Tenfold more. It's like comparing a 2.0 earthquake to a 10.0 earthquake. I started selling guns about 10 years ago when I'd been through, probably 2 to 4 rushes, and this is by far the worst.
Has that been pretty common?
Yeah, Jansen said it's the same for other local gun retailers he talked to. And I talked to another one who said that sales were, quote, through the roof. For a national perspective, Andrew, I talked to Mark Oliva with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and that's the Firearms Industry Trade Association. He said that there's been unprecedented buying across the country.
What does the actual federal data show? Does it back up what we're seeing?
There's no official data yet, but Oliva did say that they talked to the FBI and got some provisional numbers.
And they told us that on Monday, March 16th of 2020, sales were 300% higher than they were 1 year ago on March 16th of 2019. And that since February 23rd, sales have been roughly double what they were on a daily basis going forward compared to 2019.
A couple important things to note here is those numbers he's talking about are for National Instant Criminal Background Checks, or NICS. And that's the system, Andrew, where many gun retailers use to see if someone can legally own a gun. But I wasn't able to independently verify those numbers. The FBI told me via email that March's statistics aren't yet available to the public, and they will be posting those the beginning of next month.
We are seeing a surge in sales, at least anecdotally. Any accounting for why?
That's a great question, and I don't think there's any one answer. But both Oliva and the gun store owner we heard from earlier said it's because people are concerned. They might think there could be a ban on gun sales or a gun shortage, but there's no indication that either of those are the case right now or will be in the future.
What's the take of law enforcement on what's going on with ammo flying off the shelves, with people going in and buying guns?
I reached out to the Akron Police Department today, and they said they understand people's anxieties, but they've actually increased staff to screen calls coming in, and they've actually seen a reduction in emergency calls. And they've also suspended a pre-approved vacation, so the police department is actually fully staffed. And more importantly, probably, they've not seen any increase in emergency response times.
Back to that gun shop owner you talked to in Manaway, Gary Jansen. Is he at all concerned about the run on ammo supplies and more people buying a lot of guns right now?
Well, of course, he sells guns and ammo, and he says he's quickly running out of stock. But he thinks people shouldn't be rushing out to buy firearms.
I don't buy into that at all. I think it's just a tactic, a scare tactic. And once, one thing starts, it snowballs.
Mark, thanks for following up on this story.
Thanks, Andrew.